This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to wade into the issue of sales tax collection on internet purchases. It's a case that could force online vendors to collect state sales taxes on some products and let states recoup what they say is billions of dollars in lost revenue. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Quill v. North Dakota in 1992 that requiring out-of-state vendors to collect sales taxes for states is burdensome to the point of being unconstitutional. South Dakota is asking the court to reverse that opinion. In 2016, South Dakota lawmakers passed a law requiring out-of-state sellers like Overstock.com and Wayfair to collect and turn over sales tax to the state. The state's highest court struck down that law, citing previous federal Supreme Court decisions. Governor Dennis Dugard says in a statement he's pleased with the court's decision to hear the case. South Dakota Retailers Association President Gary Kabak says the lost revenue from online purchases is a strain on the state's budget. South Dakota initiated the case and has been joined by 35 other states and the District of Columbia in requesting the Supreme Court to consider it. U.S. Representative Kristi Noem says Congress needs to pass the Remote Transactions Parity Act to allow South Dakota small businesses to compete with out-of-state firms. The proposal reverses the Quill v. North Dakota decision. Governor Dennis Dugard wants to fill a $33.7 million shortfall for fiscal year 2018. The governor proposes to take $16 million in savings from various state agencies, $7.2 million from the state's budget reserves, and more than $10 million from various state funds. State Senator Billy Sutton says he trusts the legislature will work with the governor to make the adjustments and craft the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. In the weather forecast, a few lingering flurries in the southeast early, decreasing clouds elsewhere, lows from 20 below zero in the northeast to near zero in the southwest. You're with STPB.